So joining us now is Alim Maqbool, BBC Islamabad correspondent, with probably the biggest story in the world, and I don't necessarily mean just athletics. It's the biggest cricket match just getting underway in India. More than a billion people expected to watch India play Pakistan. Alim, first of all, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon.
Give us a sense of why this is such an important match.
Well, look, you talked about over a billion people watching it. I mean, the match is likely to be the most watched sporting event, certainly in the subcontinent, that there's ever been. And this intense rivalry between India and Pakistan really outdoes any other that you can think of in terms of the international stage in sporting events. And over the last few days, as both Pakistan and India realized they were going to face each other in this huge, you know, the biggest of tournaments in cricket, in the semi-final, really, there's been massive anticipation on both sides of the border. It is an official holiday here, which is just as well, because nobody would have gone to work or to school or to university if it wasn't. So everybody is watching this match, really, to a man, woman, and child, both here, 170 million or so fans on this side of the border, and a billion people, of course, on the other side of the border. And we've also been told by the government that there will be no power cuts, because Pakistan has been beset by power problems over the last few years, and we've been told that during the match there won't be any power cuts. So the people, like those at the cricket ground that I'm at now watching on a big screen, should be able to watch with ease, but they're all, of course, very, very anxious about the results.
Now, this is the first time the two countries have played since the Mumbai attacks in November of 2008. You know, there's a lot of talk during the Olympics that sporting events can generate a sense of world peace. It sounds like hyperbole during the Olympics, but it really is much more literally the case here.
Yes, I mean, it would seem so, certainly before the match. It is the one thing that really unites the two countries. They love this game of cricket. And, you know, the Pakistani Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, is in Mohali alongside his Indian counterpart to watch this match. There's been a large delegation of politicians from here who've gone over there. And as you say, since Mumbai, the political ties were really broken and they're only just starting to get back together. So that in itself would seem a big move. But, of course, that's all before the match. At the end of this match, one side is going to feel very sore and very bitter about the result.
Right.
So the latter continues on.
Alim, for our American listeners, Alim Maqbool, BBC Islamabad correspondent, is it easier for Americans to imagine peace between Pakistan and India or the rules of cricket?
That is a good question. I think possibly the rules of cricket might be easier. I'll give you a lesson one day.
All right, Alim Maqbool, BBC Islamabad correspondent, with a not necessarily positive outcome there between Pakistan and India. Although the cricket match is underway, the Pakistan cricket team playing India for the first time in Islamabad since the Mumbai attacks in November of 2008. Alim, thanks so much, and
may the best wicket win. Of course, the best team, of course.